Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Hey, you got to subscribe to the podcast. This is where the party's at. It helps us out significantly. It's always good to have such great listeners, loyal listeners with us. And joining us this week is the one and only, and she's live right here in person. I can actually touch you and hold your hand. It's Dr. Ryan Engler. How are you, my friend?
I am great. It's lovely to be here.
Good to see you in person. You know, we were just talking about on our talk show that's going to be airing up very soon, so you have to check out DVM360 Live to our listeners out there. But like, you made so many great friends in the metaverse, haven't we? And you know, you were one of them where we've connected from, you know, COVID, the pandemic, whatever you want to call it, that we're still in. But what are your thoughts on that? Because you're in Arizona, I'm here in Jersey. Have you felt that as well with also your veterinary students and your friends? Like, what has that meant to you?
It means so much to be able to see colleagues like you in person, right? I was very fortunate through the pandemic because I was teaching and still am clinical and professional skills. So I got to be on site with my students even when everything else kind of shut down.
Yes.
Everyone went online. So I got to meet and know my students behind their masks and their goggles and everything else, right? But it reminds us now being here together how small vet medicine is in a profession in a good way,
it
right?
It is, yeah.
Like it doesn't matter how long we're apart. It's
right.
Like you've been in my living room, my house, my everywhere, you know, it's just cool.
Absolutely. Well, we want to give a huge shout out to our friends at Nationwide for sponsoring this episode. And gosh, you're celebrating 40 years of helping pets get insured. So huge shout out. I know we're going to talk about that insurance and spectrum of care in a moment. But to our listeners, a little bit of information about our wonderful colleague and friend, Ryan Engler. She's a 2008 graduate of Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine. She spent time in small animal practice, was an assistant professor at Midwestern University and Kansas State University, and now is an associate professor at the University of Arizona, College of Veterinary Medicine. Got to give a shout out, right? She's the sole author of several books, including Common Clinical Presentations in Dogs and Cats and Writing Skills for Veterinarians, just to name a few. When she's not teaching or brainstorming the new approaches to learning, she's a competitive ballroom dancer. And we just got done wrapping that up, which was so much fun. So thank you for teaching me how to dance. And it really is just such an art of communication. Is that what interests you? I mean, what drew you to ballroom dancing?
Yeah, I love that it's a conversation. And just like I model conversation for my students of how to talk with clients, it reminds me that I need to communicate in different ways.
Right.
And a lot of it is nonverbal and dance, and a lot of it is lead and follow. So everyone has their assigned roles and responsibilities, and I have to let go of some of that control,
right,
and trust my partner.
Yes.
And know he's there to catch me. And it's good for me as a reminder that I'm not always in the driver's seat.
Yes.
And that's, there's peace and stress in that. You have to kind of work,
right,
to navigate that. But it reminds me what it's like to be on the other side of a conversation where I need to trust in another to get me where I'm going.
Right. And you're always learning and growing, just like you are as a veterinarian and as you would be as a dancer too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. And I think we beat ourselves up so much in vet medicine that we're,
sure,
not good enough, we're not enough. And in dance, you're never, quote unquote, enough, right?
Right.
You're always striving to learn more. I'm still practicing my box step, the basic box step,
yes,
we're working on. It's been 8 years. I still have room to grow in it.
Wow.
So. And that's okay. That's,
yeah,
exciting.
That's absolutely okay. I love that. Well, I mean, I can't think of anybody else that really understands the art of communication than you. And I want to take it one extra step and talk about, you know, the importance of having pet insurance now so more than ever. I mean, we know that costs are rising. It's one of those things that we talk about in veterinary medicine, you know, where I don't have time, doc, to talk about, I got to talk about, you know, preventative medicine. I got to talk about wellness, when to get them spayed, nutrition, behavior, crate training, the list goes on. But how important do you find it to be for pet insurance? And do clients need to hear it a couple of times in different capacities?
I definitely think so. I think you're right. We have this laundry list of things we have to get through in an increasingly short amount of time, right? 7 minutes or less, the physical,
yeah,
exam. And you just feel like you can't do it all. And I think what we need to take a step back and say, we can't do it all. How do we stage it? And yes, stage it in a way where our clients hear it multiple times. Because when I'm at the auto shop, and I don't mean to compare us, but that's something that I can think of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't necessarily, as the client, know everything. I think that I need to know the why. I need to know what is recommended.
Right.
I need to know why. and that it actually matters to me and it values to me in a way that resonates. And as vets, if we just say, take heartworm prevention, our client may not know what it is. Mm-hmm. We may not have time to share what it is. Our technician may have to, right? We have to partner with them. And then we have to say, well, why does it matter to you today? Here's some resources. Go ahead, research it. And when you come back for that next puppy visit, hey, did you have any questions? Right? And we just have that conversation percolate because maybe they're not interested today, but maybe tomorrow or next week or next year. Same with pet insurance.
Yes.
As a new kitten owner, right? My cat's 18 years old now. No one mentioned it. I got her the summer before vet school. She has no insurance. It wouldn't have mattered the first day I heard about it. I would have needed constant reminder. Hey, she's getting up there. Maybe, you know, we need to take care of it before a problem happens.
Right. I have found recently with the powers of DNA testing and genomic sequencing, I find that as a really valuable tool that we collectively do with the pet owners where we review things where they can have and show breed predispositions. So maybe we talked about pet insurance earlier, but now we have a little bit more of a why behind it. Listen, I'm concerned just being a dachshund owner. I'll say, for example, there's a marker for intervertebral disc disease and, you know, back surgeries can certainly lead up to over $10,000. So let's get some sort of insurance now. Hopefully we don't have to use it, but it's just that added security to have. What are your thoughts on that?
I love that. And that's something that we've been slow to kind of get on board with in veterinary medicine, but that's what they do in human healthcare all the time, right? They ask, what are your predispositions, right? You know, do you need that cholesterol test starting early? Do you need that mammogram earlier? What are your risks, right? And there's comfort in knowing that to get on board that proactivity. So for sure, let's use that to our advantage, especially we have so many mixed breed dogs. We don't know what's their background. So let's find it through science and help our client navigate that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're living through such stressful times. I mean, there's social unrest, there's, you know, rights and so many things going on. And I feel like the veterinary teams were being pushed to the brink of exhaustion, emotional fatigue, physical. How do we navigate effectively and communicate if we're having a bad day, let's just say, to our team, but yet we also want to promote good medicine? What are some tools or techniques that you can recommend to the listeners? If you're having a bad day, you just want to communicate it effectively without them saying, it's not about you. I have some things going on, or I'm just concerned about what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I love that. I think transparency is huge. We encourage our students to do that. Mm-hmm. And many of them now will reach out to me before class. I think we can model that for our team, right? Because I think it's easy for all that stress to get bottled up. And if we don't have an outlet for it to go, then there's an explosion or mini explosion. So yeah, I'm just honest. If I come in and I'm really struggling with something, I'll say to my team in ways that feel comfortable to me, look, a lot's going on in my life right now. If I'm a little quiet, if I kind of go off by myself, that's okay. Don't worry about me. I'm fine, but it's not a reflection of you. Let's get on with the day. I'm excited to be surrounded by you.
There is a colleague of ours, Dr. Tracy Sands, that just reminded me when you said that. She was on the podcast a couple years ago, and she talked about a red dragon day, and it's their communication method that they have. And so they'll walk in and they're saying, I'm having a red dragon day. That means it's not about you. I have some things going on in my life that I'm not comfortable sharing with, but I just wanted to let you know, I'll get through today. I'm okay, but I don't want you to be like, oh, what's going on with her? What's her problem? And I think it's really good about transparency that, you know, setting boundaries of communication that some people maybe want to delve in a little bit further. Like, are you okay? I'm just checking in. But if you set the tone right then and there and say, listen, I'm having this red dragon day, kind of like, I don't want to talk about it, but if I know you're around if I need you. That's always a nice effective tool I always find too, right?
I love that. I'd not heard of that, but you know what? I think that's great because it's easy. It's simple and everyone knows what it means, right? It's easy to understand.
Yeah, I love that. And that leads me to the attitudes of people, both clients and staff. I mean, you must hear this a lot, Dr. Engler, in practice and in your experience of like, oh, this client's you know, being so annoying. Let's fire this client. I think the tensions are a little strong right now, heightened. So what are some things that we can do to kind of alleviate the pop-off valve?
I love that. I love that analogy. It's so true. And I think that it just is us all taking a step back. So kind of applying that red dragon day to our clients too, and recognizing we don't know what happened in their life before they came in.
Right.
Now, we both can agree, right? There are clients where there's physical abuse or emotional abuse. And yes, there's a handful that do need to be fired. But the others, more often than not, there's an explanation. And in fact, many of my worst assumptions I made about people, I learned the most from, because I had two clients in my past that I thought were just horrible, in quotes, right? That they were just challenging and I didn't want to face them. And I just assumed they hated me and hated everything. I wanted to never see them again. And then they explained to me later what had happened in their world. Mm-hmm. And it really changed my life, because I thought, I don't know anything about anybody.
Right.
But in 2 minutes, I've made this assumption.
Yes.
So I try not to take it personally. And I know that's really hard when we're already at that point. But I try to say that to my team. You know what? They're walking in with whatever baggage they did. And if we're asking them to accept that of us, then we have to accept that of them. It's a little give and take.
Right.
How we help them is we set our own expectations. You know, welcome to Animal Care Hospital. We are experiencing a shortage of staff. We're experiencing a shortage of time. We're backed up for 6 weeks. Get your appointment scheduled now. We give them those expectations. So that's not a surprise when we don't say it. And then they call in and they're like, well, I couldn't get an appointment.
Yes.
We need to be honest.
Yeah, you do need to be honest. And I feel like gratitude has come a long way nowadays with the clients that are now saying, thank you for seeing me, versus they're lucky they're even being seen today. I think clients do feel very appreciative that they're being seen and showing that transparency, even if it's a social media post to say, listen, we're down staff, COVID is running through our house, whatever it is, that you just have to have that open conversation versus, because I do find it irks me as a veterinarian when I hear, oh, they're lucky they're being seen today. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. And I think that, and I've been in those shoes. I've thought those thoughts,
right?
I'm not perfect myself. I think the hardest part about that whole process is if we let them into our clinic, if we agree to see them, then we need to let that go, right? We've made the decision to see them. So leave the resentment at the door.
Right.
It's not, oh, I have to squeeze this other case. And it's you decided to, let's just run with it.
Right.
And it's a reset of your mind. And it's hard on those days where nothing has worked. Right. But just take a breath and say, you know what? They're here and we're doing it. So let's get through it, because they can pick up on that tension and that stress.
Yeah.
And I use the gratitude a lot more. I say to them, thank you so much for your patience.
Right.
I know I made you wait 10 minutes. Thank you.
Right.
And that models that, too.
Yes. Yeah. Again, I think it boils down to that transparency, to know that they've been waiting for a little bit. It's not like you don't want to see them. It's obviously you're doing so many other different things. But when you walk through the exam room door and you say, thank you so much for your patience, you really understand, you know, that we've been so busy. They understand. I found, oh, no problem, Dr. Crispin. Thank you. No problem. We hear you going back and forth. So they understand. They get that vibe. But I do really think that pet owners, the pendulum has shifted for the better. They're doing their research more. They're really intrigued, but they really want to be on your side at the same time. They're not, I don't think they're out to, you know, be intrusive and disrespectful. I mean, I think some of it might be breakdowns in communication. We have so many different components that can, where communication can break down, right, Dr. Engler, where you have the CSR, a phone call, an estimate, verbal, written communications, doctors. So I think we just need to understand that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a tug of war we ask them to be in all the time, right? We're asking them, hey, we want your investment. We want you to be involved. We want you to care. And then they go home and do that, right? They research and they bring in articles, and then we cringe and say, oh, the Dr. Google, they looked up Dr. Google. And now I do a presentation at conferences on why we can lean in and appreciate Dr. Google, because that's a client that cared enough.
Yes.
Yes, it takes our time away, but guess what? They did what we want. They're looking it up. So now we have something to work with. Thank you so much for looking it up. This is what is right about the article. This is what we need to talk about. This is what concerns me. Gives you a platform of where to begin.
Yeah, and we may not know the answer right then and there in the exam room. And as I find that there's a lot of interest in integrative medicine that I really have no idea about, honestly. Mm-hmm. But they really trust the fact that I know somebody who does. And let me talk to somebody. So I say, if it's not emergency or not urgent, I said, can you just give me about 2 to 3 days for me to consult with a colleague and I'll get back to you about this. This is a great thank you for your question. I really appreciate and value what you're asking, because I think the worst thing is they don't want to feel dismissed. And otherwise, they can maybe go to another veterinary hospital where they feel that their voice can be heard.
Absolutely. And my research has shown kind of what you said, right? That the client doesn't mind if we don't know the answer, if we give them the path to a solution. Mm-hmm. I don't know today, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask Dr. Smith. I'm going to go down the street. I'm going to research it. They're usually really willing to wait for you.
Right. Absolutely. Well, this has been wonderful, Dr. Engler. Where can we find you more? Where are you located at University of Arizona, if in case any of our listeners have any great questions and want to learn more about you?
Yeah, would love and welcome it. I am at the University of Arizona. We teach in Oro Valley. Right now, I'm so busy with building up that preclinical curriculum that we don't have a teaching hospital on site, so I'm not practicing or taking patients, but my email address is really easy to find. It's renglar@arizona.edu, but if you type in my name, it'll pop right up. Ryan is spelled R-Y-A-N-E, so the E helps everybody find me.
Right, it does help.
That's kind of the trick.
I love it.
And lots of books I keep writing for my students and veterinarians alike.
Where can we find your book? So Common Clinical Presentations in Dogs and Cats and Writing Skills for Veterinarians.
Yeah, great question. So all of them are found on Amazon.com. I actually have an author page, which is nice if you sign up for that for free. You can kind of keep posted. I tend to have my students, if they want to purchase it, go to Amazon because the pricing is a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. You can buy them straight from Wiley Blackwell or 5M. But 5M is located in the UK, so it takes a little bit longer to get your copy. But
excellent.
Please do.
Well, Dr. Ryan Engler, thank you so much for being here. And so good to finally meet you in person, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Can't wait to see you again.
Thank you. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. And we want to give a huge shout out again to our friends at Nationwide for sponsoring this episode. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.